On Monday, President Trump announced he'd downsize a pair of national monuments in Utah. That's led to lawsuits and reactions from some retailers. Online shoppers looking for clothes or gear from Patagonia, for example, instead saw a message saying, quote, "The president stole your land," end quote. Other outdoor retailers, including REI and The North Face, have also criticized the president's move. Joining me to talk about how retail companies are getting involved in politics is Neil Stern. He's a senior partner at the retail consultancy McMillan Doolittle. And Neil, first off, what do you make of some of these firms' reaction to downsizing the national monuments?
You know, I think that the first reaction from a company like Patagonia and its CEO and founder was emotional, which is, you know, didn't like the decision and wanted to speak out against it. Over time, as other retailers have joined in, you see both emotions and a strategy involved, which is they want to align against this decision and are doing so knowingly and knowing that this may cost them some customers or alienate some customers.
What's the calculation that a business makes as far as taking a stand that, as you say, they know may alienate some customers, but also maybe will ingratiate themselves with other customers?
Exactly. I think they're taking a calculated risk that the majority of their customer base is going to support this decision, and it will, as you say, and cement themselves with the loyalty of some customers, and they may lose a few in the process.
Is this a new kind of thing where retailers and retail companies are getting this involved in politics?
Yeah, I think it's very new. I think historically retailers would say, "Hey, we're agnostic. We sell you products. We're not trying to have political influence in your life." And with the advent of this particular administration, in some cases, retailers have intentionally taken on the policies. In other cases, they've simply been caught up in the fact that the president's daughter, as an example, happens to sell shoes and apparel within retail stores.
You're talking about Nordstrom there.
I'm talking about Nordstrom. So, you know, in the case of Nordstrom, you could argue that the decision they make to drop Ivanka Trump's shoes was exactly what they said it was, which was the line wasn't selling and we just, you know, routinely get rid of vendors who don't sell. The blowback from that became much larger as the president himself elevated the situation, and it added on to this, to what I would call the politicization of retail, which is now there's organizations like Grab Your Wallet that try to actively inform customers about what retailers are doing.
Well, at the risk of sounding cynical, is there a calculation that businesses make that maybe it's better to get involved and maybe, depending on who their clientele is, maybe it's a good business move to go after the president or to back the president?
Yeah, I think that's the real question here, which is it calculation and you're taking a calculated risk in the decision you're making? Or I think in the case of this particular battle on with the outdoor retailers, are you simply living up to your brand values? And if I take Patagonia as an example, and even REI, I think they're really just living up to their brand values and who they are. And that comes with a risk that you may alienate some customers in the process.
How does the average customer, who maybe isn't as aware of how Patagonia feels about what the president did with national monuments, but, you know, is just looking for, you know, some outdoor clothes or a carabiner clip or something like that, like, does it get to the point where customers just are exhausted with trying to figure out which retailers support which political causes and which they feel good about shopping at and which they don't feel good about shopping at?
Yeah, I think there's, I think actually, you know, in the last year with the new administration, there's just been some exhaustion over how many issues come up. And it really becomes a question of what breaks through the fray, right? What becomes elevated to something that's more than typical? You know, and I think in this instance, customers still, as you said, they need gear, they need a jacket that keeps them warm. At some point, you're gonna do that at the store that sells it to you at the lowest price or is closest to your home, and that political calculation, how much that's gonna influence, is gonna be slightly smaller.
Do you expect that this trend will live beyond this administration? I mean, do you think that whoever the next president is, companies will continue to be as outspoken in support of or in opposition to that administration's policies?
I think this administration is special in the sense that, in several of these instances, the president himself has kept the issue alive or has fanned the flames of an issue. I think that may be tamped down in the future. However, retailers, as I say, living their brand values and customers looking for brands that reflect their values, and you say they can reflect their values conservatively on one side or, progressively on another side, but there's many examples now of brands who do take stands, and it's really part of the DNA of the company.
All right. Neil Stern is a senior partner with the retail consultancy McMillan Doolittle. Neil, thanks a lot.
Thank you.